Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
The game in the balance. Rockets up by one. Houston ball. Dallas needs a stop, then a timeout to score to bring it home. It's Brunson who's got to get the stop. Harden the drive. Shot no good. Rebound Dallas. Luka bringing it up the floor. There's no timeout taken.
He's going to make this shot.
Here's Luka. He gives it up. Brunson for the win. It's blocked at the buzzer. And the game is over. Rockets win it 94-93.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play.
Where are you on the timeout there? I thought they should have taken one.
To me, it just depends on whether or not you trust your guys. If you have veterans, and they don't, I mean, maybe you just want to see what the young guy does in that situation.
Well, but he gave it up.
I wouldn't want to call. I know Mike D'Antoni will call a timeout. But I'd be okay. Well, yeah,
but
it doesn't matter.
If Doncic had to give it up, I mean, they're in transition, and he, you know, he gets and you know what, you do anything. I'm convinced. We were at the game. Lance and I both went on Friday night to the game.
Good luck, Dale.
Yeah. Guess what?
Smashed a six.
Who was it? Standing in the corner, wide open. And just misses a three, just throws one up badly and misses it, wide open three. You know why Iman Shumpert gets wide open looks all the time? Because they want him to. Doncic was not getting that last shot. So they got a Brunson, right? Brunson takes the shot, and Chris Paul, of all people, blocks his stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just blocked a guy with the same body as his.
Yeah, right. James exactly. Brunson but is- you know who you want to have the ball? And if Rick Carlisle is drawing that up, it ain't going to be Brunson's shot.
Yeah, the Rockets did what you're supposed to do. They got the ball out of his hands now.
Right.
Maybe if you're the Mavs, you want Luka to force it no matter what, but he made a basketball play.
Don't you set up a play for Doncic?
You would hope. That's why
I was like shocked when he's bringing it up. I'm like, no timeout?
Well, the thought is he's in control. But like you said, smart team will take it out of your hands.
Yeah.
But it's not going to come from the sideline. You need guys on the team that understand. And then you need good rotations because when they do, Chris Paul said, I read what he was doing because this is where having a smart guy like Chris Paul helps. He said, I read where Luka was going, so I hauled ass over there. And I knew that with the time that was left, I could just sell out because if he pump faked, the game was over. He said, so I just sold out for the shot, not the pump fake. Right. And having a smart guy like that who can rotate, who's instinctive enough to recognize and be aware of another player's eyes, like being a safety in the NFL.
Well, right, but they were out of time. And they were, I don't know. I just thought.
Chris Paul called. Paul
I would have called. I honestly, when he's at the free throw line, at the other free throw line, I was like, man, I would call a timeout here. I would not want. I think you got to set up a play for Doncic.
Isn't the rule they would have had as soon as he advanced it, they would have had to call two to advance it up to half court, right? Because I know if you take a step or dribble. So I don't know if that played into it. Maybe they only had one timeout.
Because he immediately took off.
It wouldn't have mattered. I think you have to call two in that case if he moves one step. So maybe that's why. I don't know. Maybe he should have told him, hey, as soon as you get the rebound, we're calling timeout.
Call timeout. Yeah. 707, Longhorn Keith's been waiting. He wants to talk about, who's not talking? Everybody's talking about Shaka Smart today. What do you say, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, what's up, Keith? There he is.
Hey, man, quick comment. You guys were talking earlier about college coaches settling in places. One of the things that concerned me with Shaka Smart coming in, we were talking amongst some buddies of mine about Shaka coming in, was that the type of players that he recruited, and I think Dale and Rahil kind of mentioned this a while back earlier on in the season, the type of players he recruited when he was where he came from at VU, were players who were not the one and done guys, but players who were sticking around the program. And I think to a large extent, he overestimated the culture or the expectations at Texas and therefore recruited some guys that he thought maybe he could build a program around. I'm not sure, man, but unfortunately, I love Shaka Smart and what he brings to the table, but what he's doing at Texas or the lack thereof, it's got to be time for him to go unless he changes or sees the writing or sees that, look, you're either going to have to get the one-and-done guys that can, you know, kind of propel your program, but you're not going to win a Big 12 title or I don't know, man. But it's just really frustrating because I really like the guy, but I'm not sure if he sees the big picture, and that is Longhorn's alarm. We're not going to wait around for him to kind of, or at least, and it's unrealistic, right, for him to have these guys to stay in the program for 2 and 3 years to try to build a program. I just don't know what the answer is, and anybody else comes in, I don't see that changing either. You guys' thoughts?
Yeah, it's really interesting because the Shaka Smart thing, my wife and I got in a conversation about Shaka Smart. She's a Longhorn, and I thought Shaka was a lock to do well at Texas. I thought that whole situation was a lock. Rick Barnes had some success there. Granted, it wasn't what everybody had hoped. They had some ups and downs, had a Final Four appearance, but I was really shocked. To this day, I'm really shocked that Shaka Smart has not had more success at University of Texas. He's had some talent, but it just hasn't materialized. He hasn't put together a good basketball team that has been sustainable. And maybe it is the culture of basketball there as a second-rate sport at Texas. I don't know how to explain it. You've got some talent in state. Texas has shown in the past they're not afraid to go out of state to recruit. Kevin Durant wasn't an in-state player. I just don't understand how Texas could struggle like this basketball-wise with Shaka Smart, who I thought was a really good coach.
You talk about talent. Jackson Hayes, their freshman, was named Freshman of the Year in the Big 12. Right. So it's not like he's not bringing guys in. And I don't know what it is. Raheel's the one who always talks about how they have no offense. There's no semblance of an offense, which certainly would hurt your cause. I mean, he probably watches definitely more Texas basketball than maybe the three of us combined. He would probably be the one to talk about this, but he consistently harps on the fact that Texas does not know what to do or have counters offensively for when teams throw stuff at them.
Well, it doesn't help that you lose your best player because he's, you know.
Yeah, that's
that's like a big-time program, losing a really good player because, well, he can't control him or whatever he did. That's something. You know what they are, though? In 3 of the last 5 years, they've had the same conference record. 3 of the last 5 years. What do you think that conference record is? 18 games.
3 of the last 5 years. Same conference record.
They've had one 11-7 season. One in the last 5 years, one NCAA tournament appearance, and they lost in the first round.
How's he still have his job?
They're 8 and 10. 8-10 in three of the last 5 years. In conference. You can't.
Why would they not call Kelvin Sampson?
I don't know. Because, I mean, honestly, they don't want to take the University of Houston coach.
You want your two major.
I don't think they care.
Well,
if you want to know the truth, I don't think they care.
Well, they just took Tom Herman, another University.
Tom Herman
Houston
just
coach.
Got a Sugar Bowl win. No big deal.
Right. Well, yeah,
well,
but it's all because of baby Tebow, not because of
Yeah,
Herman.
That's right.
Oh yeah, but did he get into the playoff? No.
I let me tell you, if I'm Texas, I'm thinking I'm trending up with Tom Herman. I'm not upset about Tom. I know everyone was. Tom Herman's the worst. His coaches are all the worst.
As long as they don't have to play Maryland.
Are they done with that home and away?
Yes.
Yeah, because the Maryland game is a nightmare for them. But other than that, Tom Herman's doing fine. Why, if you're Texas, you better go find the best coaches. Shaka Smart's obviously not one of the best coaches. This is, I would be shocked if he, why would he get another year? This has been 5 years, and it's disappointing if you're Texas. Why would you give Shaka another year?
Yeah, you talk about talent being brought in the last 3 years. Their ranking as far as commits.
They've brought in top 10 recruiting classes the last years.
I think they're ranked 12th for 2019. But they bring in guys, and like I said, Jackson Hayes, freshman of the year. So we know Jared, I forgot his last name, is playing for the Nets. So NBA talent gets brought in, just doesn't do anything on this level.
Yeah. Shaka's only been, this is 4 years of Shaka, not five. I said their last 5 years was the record. Shaka came in and was 20-13 and got an NCAA tournament appearance. And since then, he was 20-13. He's had two tournament appearances. 20-13, 11-12, 19-15, and 16-15 this year. That's just not good enough. It's just not good enough. I don't see why they wouldn't move on from Shaka after this. I just don't see it. He's a name, and he hasn't produced. He may be, like Keith said, a guy who can overachieve with lesser players, but when you put him in a big time conference with big time players,
even though he gets the big time players,
even though.
I guess you might say, and it's weird because it's a tournament deal, but it wasn't like he was simply bowing out in the first round every time he took VCU to the tournament. We all know what the Final Four run, but I think there were a couple runs where he won a game as well. So you see, is it just his staff isn't as good, or he's not as good as the coaches he sees in the Big 12? Because talent-wise, there's not a deficit there. They're not less talented than the top teams, maybe besides Kansas in the Big 12. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't get it either. All right, 713-780-3776, 815 on ESPN 97.5. You want to get in and talk about your irrelevant basketball team? Come on, 713-780-3776. Time to talk about how you can roid up and be better.
None of that's accurate.
What?
None of this is steroids.
No, what?
It is a therapy for testosterone. And that's what it is. That's not steroids. It's not the same thing. It's not an anabolic drug. What it is testosterone treatments are given to supplement your testosterone level if your testosterone level is low. It is made naturally by the body, but for men approaching and over the age of 40, you can have that number drop on you. And when it does, you'll see some differences. Your body type will begin to change. You start having more belly fat instead of lean muscle mass. You can kind of get into a funk mentally. It's hard to explain, but it's almost like a haze where you're always tired. You're always fatigued. You turn into, it's kind of that couch potato feel where you don't have the energy level that you once had, and you don't have the desire to get out there and live your best life. If you are spending every weekend trying to recover because you're always tired, and then you don't have the same desire at the workplace, or maybe your libido is an issue, or maybe you work out and you don't see the same results, these are all potential signs that you are low in testosterone. And it doesn't have to be all of them. It can be one of those. If one of those issues sounds like you, go get tested. Heights, Cypress, Pasadena, Pearland. There's four locations in Houston. Just go to MensTClinic.com for a list of what some of the warning signs are and what the benefits of testosterone treatments can be for you. MensTClinic.com.
Too late, too late, to the right.
Here's
of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Big ups to the intern. He brought coffee cake and coffee. That's how you do it, interns. You buy stuff for the hosts, and not for the producer so much, but for the hosts. That's what you do. So big ups. That kid's going far in this business.
I wouldn't necessarily limit it to the hosts because producers are the way he gets to train and maybe get on the board, maybe get a part-time job.
Oh,
you
yeah.
guys can't do that for him.
You know what he's not aspiring to be? You.
I know. He doesn't have to aspire to be me, but yeah. you don't get your foot in the door being a part-time host like that. You become a producer first, or you run games on the weekend.
He wants to be a host. He's shooting for the moon.
Let's bring him in.
For the stars.
So he should bribe you, and he'll get a segment, right?
He did. He just did.
Is he going to get a segment?
He just did.
Is he going to get a segment?
He got this portion.
Is he going to be able to have a conversation
with you on the air?
He got
this portion right here.
Because when he bribes me, he gets to run a board and possibly get a job at some point.
Okay. You know what he doesn't want? That job.
Bribing you does nothing for him.
Okay. That job is what no one wants.
You won't remember his name.
I never got his name.
Exactly. That's my point.
What's his name?
I'm not telling you.
You don't even know.
Meet the team. I know his name.
You don't. Oh, yeah. That's what you say when you don't know his
name. John, I'm not your puppet. You're not going to stick your hand up my butt and make me say the name for you.
Yeah. All right. Say it. Say my name. Say my name.
I know his name.
You know what?
His last name is.
You know what Booker T's name is?
Booker T.
Yeah. And he starts tonight right here on ESPN 97.5, 9 o'clock. He'll talk about life, love, the pursuit of happiness. 3 days a week, right? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, is that it? At 9 o'clock? Right here on ESPN 97. And it starts tonight. So the Booker T Show coming your way, all right? So that starts tonight right here on ESPN 97.5. Good luck, Booker T. Booker T is he's good. Have you heard him before on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually pretty good.
I saw him when he was on your show back in the day.
Yeah.
You invented Booker T.
I what?
You invented him.
No, he was pretty
in
famous
Houston
before
media.
He got to me.
You invented him in Houston Media.
He was pretty famous.
You invented Kenny Smith in Houston Media.
That I did.
Seth Payne.
I did? Mm-hmm. And Kenny won't even... Hey, Kenny, nothing.
Who dis? He gives him the who dis.
Dis? He's like New Antonio phone. Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. Who dis?
No.
Who dis? Yeah. So there's that. So congratulations. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us.
Dune says, come on, man. Cool it with Samson leaving Houston talk.
I'm not.
They got to get him signed. No, I think they're trying. It hasn't happened yet, dude.
I can tell you for a fact, they're trying. It hopefully will all work out. They're trying their asses off. So let's go. Let's go. It's go time, Kelvin. Sign the deal.
We're being in Guadalajara. We're getting shout outs from Guadalajara. Yeah, guy Dre.
Dr. Dre.
He said, good morning, fellas. Checking in from Guadalajara, where my phone doesn't operate unless I'm in a hotel Wi-Fi. But is there something better to talk about than scrub ass Texas basketball? Golf would be more interesting at this point. We know
Dylan. Do you guys want to talk golf? So
No, we don't. Don't listen to what he said.
Flagstick. Okay.
Didn't we talk about this already?
Yeah, but we haven't.
Start the show?
I don't know that you ever... I want to ask you, have you ever putted with the flagstick in?
No.
No.
Yes, when I've been off the green.
You shouldn't leave the stick in.
You can when you're off the green.
You can now when you're on the green.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. You should just have to deal with it.
No, if you got a downhill putt...
More millennials, Dell. Okay. The millennial said it's too hard to putt downhill. Right. Millennial John.
I don't feel like
help us with the stick in the hole.
I don't feel like he fits the millennial profile.
Yeah, but he does now because remember he's also woke John.
John,
I thought you forgot.
Oh, we know the deal there. John, are you dressed to lead the stick and hole today?
Is that yes, what
you
I doing? Am.
Yes, he is. I'm He's leaving, got a stick
I'm
and hole.
I'm leaving the stick and
gear.
Hole
That's what
today.
I'm going to call that gear from now on, your stick and the hole gear.
That's you're damn right it is. You're damn right I am.
Which is a weird thing to wear.
How
to
about
that.
This? Captain Marvel flies to historic 100.
Captain Marvel.
Marvel.
That is the name of her mentor.
$153 million in U.S., $455 yeah. million globally. The superhero pick scored the biggest worldwide opening of all time for a female-fronted film, as well as the second largest for a comic book adaptation.
I guess, read more.
I guess for girls, this was pretty good, right?
Women.
Well, yeah. Same thing.
Women.
Same
John.
Thing.
It's not, well, they eventually become women, but we don't generally call adult women girls. At least, I don't.
Read some more.
Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson, Marvel. Shattered the glass ceiling in its box office debut. It eclipsing Beauty and the Beast, $357 million. As well as the second largest for any superhero pick behind what? What was the largest, though?
What? Iron Man? Captain
nope.
America?
Nope.
Wonder Woman?
Nope. Stupid.
Wonder Woman.
Avengers Infinity War. Was that stupid? Is Avengers Infinity War, should Infinity War be the number one?
I don't know. Should it? I don't.
What do you
tell the truth. Rules?
You played the wrong song, by the way. That the new version of Women Are Powerful
Women Empowerment.
Is Ariana Grande's Seven Rings.
What about the Beyonce one?
No.
Put a ring on it.
No, that's different. This one is about I'll buy everything I want. I don't need you.
What about bunny hopping?
Good. Pick up the check.
No. Well, they're fine.
I'm glad you can pay for it. Pick it up.
So this is the new version of what
did you
just
see
played.
The Saturday Night Live with the gold diggers of the WNBA? Did you see that episode?
No.
This is the funniest Saturday Night Live they've had in a while.
Really?
Well, John Mulaney's always brilliant, but they had Idris Elba on this week, and he was a guy named like Trevor Mack, and there was like three guys. It was him. Young Buck was the guy, Chris Redd or whatever, and then Kenan Thompson was. So these are the gold diggers of the WNBA.
So the version of Basketball Wives?
Kind of. And they went into a DoubleTree hotel, you know, bar, and they're like, man, if you play your cards right, you could be put – these women are making $60,000 to $90,000 a year. You play your cards right, you could put some of that money in your pocket. Like, look at you. You came here in a 2003 Toyota Camry. But if you play your cards right here in this room, he goes, you could be leaving here in the front seat of a 2016 Toyota Camry. Like, the whole thing was cracking on kind of the WNBA yeah. salary structure,
yeah,
really.
Right.
But, oh, my God. They also had something called, what role can I can I play that role? And they had three actors, and one of them is the female, it's Cecily Strong. She's in the middle, and then Beck Bennett is just the, you know, one of their generic white guys. And then Idris Elba, right? But he's whatever character. So there are three actors, and on this scene, Dale, you really need to pull it up for me to do it justice, because they'll say a role, and first one was, Kenan Thompson comes on, and we asked three, our contestants are all working actors, and we asked them, can they play this role? For example, Will Smith is going to play tennis Serena and Venus Williams' father, Richard Williams, in a role. And Beck Bennett goes, yeah, he can play that role, and he's going to do a great job at it. And oh, I'm sorry, no. And then Cecily Strong goes, no, he cannot because he's not black enough. Ding, that's right. And then Idris Elba goes, what? And then he goes, yeah, unfortunately, he is not black enough. And by the way, and you know why? Because this show is produced by Twitter. And so Twitter's the executive producer of the show. And then can you play? He said, can you play? There's a rollout for a blind man. Idris Elba goes, yeah, I could play that role. And then Cecily Strong and the other go, ooh. Ooh. And then he goes, so God took their sight, and now you want to take their role, take their jobs. Like that, he goes, what? Isn't that what an actor does? He's supposed to, you're not supposed to play, you know. Here, this.
One mistake, and we'll kill you. All right, our first role is blind person. Can you play it?
Yeah, I can play that. Oof. What?
Wow. God took their sight, and now you want to take their job.
No. Wait a second. Isn't that what acting is about, you know, becoming someone you're not?
Not anymore, no. Now it's about becoming yourself, but with a different haircut. Okay.
Keep it going for a second.
Yeah.
Play the next
one. No, I cannot play that.
No, hey, you got to search
why
it back.
Why can't he play that?
You got to search it back.
But with a different haircut. Gotcha. Okay, next role, astronaut.
No, I cannot play that.
Wait, why can't he play that?
Well, I just sensed it was a trap.
And it was. The astronaut was secretly Mexican all along.
Secretly?
That's right. The astronaut seemed white the whole movie, but in the last scene, when he gets back from Jupiter, he does 23andMe and discovers that he's 5% Mexican.
Oh, man, that would have been no bueno.
Watch it.
The last one they had. You have 10 seconds. See if you can get to that, Dell. You have 10 seconds. Say all the roles that you're allowed to play. You got to get. It is basically a Twitter takedown for call out culture, and it is it is extremely well done. Where Beck Bennett gets to the. He's got three roles basically that you're left that he can play, and then Idris Elba struggles with how many he can play too. That one's. The whole thing is good. I'll see if Dell. Here you go.
Okay, then. 10 seconds on the clock. What can you play and go?
Sammy Davis Jr.
No, sorry, he was Jewish.
An extra in an ADT home security commercial.
Nope, those all have to be white people now.
Okay, alien from outer space.
Well, when the actual aliens arrive, do you really want to be the guy who put on green face?
All right, fine. You know, how about a new voice in a new Lion King movie?
Which voice?
It don't matter. All the animals are African.
Yeah, but society has decided that the lion voice is a black, but the meerkat is Billy Eichner.
Well, I'll play the damn bird, Zazu.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's John Oliver. I guess he's a holdover from when it was a British colony.
All right. The Beck Bennett one's like, what roles can you play? Ready? He goes, white guy. Ding. White guy who gains 50 pounds. Ding. Well, I can't remember what his last. A slave owner, ding, that's it. He goes, yes, that's correct. Those are the only three roles you're allowed to play now. And then they go to the woman, Cecily Strong. She goes, I can play a mom, ding. I can play horny mom, ding. White teacher who goes into the inner city to teach young kids about life. Who learns from the students, ding. And then I think that was it. And then you hear Idris Elba's. But, Pretty funny.
Pretty good well stuff. Done on the, good stuff. All right. It is
nothing having to do with sports.
8:33 ESPN 975-730-3776. Time to talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. I'm going to actually talk to Stephen Schell today. He's helping me with something else that I got going on. That's the great thing about Stephen. His guys at Texas Custom Patios, when they're building, he's got a separate guy that is top of the line for everything, top of the food chain. He's got a floor guy. He's got obviously roof guys. He's got his concrete guys. He's got great people for every single individual. Somebody for siding, somebody for windows. He puts it all together for you. And in fact, the guy he uses for drainage is also one of the top. Like, this guy's an unbelievable landscaper. He used to work on golf courses in California. This guy's phenomenal. Does high-end places. He does things like the drainage works because that's what I needed at my particular home. I needed to get the drainage right around the patio area. No matter what your issues are, they've got solutions for you with Texas Custom Patios. And the main thing is they're going to build a patio that's unbelievable. It's out of this world. Whether it's an outdoor living space, an outdoor kitchen, a standalone space, whether it is an enclosure or even a sunroom, they can build it for you, and they build it onto your home if that's what you choose, and it will look like it was built there from the very, very beginning.
Their work is top-notch. It's the best in the state of Texas. And if you want to take a look at some of their before and after projects, go to TexasCustomPatios.com. Or better yet, if you want to see what your home could end up looking like, and it's not a stretch, make sure you look up Texas Custom Patios on Instagram and check out all the amazing shots of the before and afters, and you could see what your home could look like. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Love this story about Wade Miley. Dell, is he your favorite pitcher in the big leagues now?
Why? Because he works fast?
Yeah.
Well, if he's going to pitch like he did against the Nationals, then he's still going to extend my time because he didn't pitch very well.
Right. He's going to work fast, but listen, what if he's giving up all those hits and runs and he's working slow?
Yes, that would be worse.
That's worse.
It would be worse.
So Wade Miley is going to work, apparently, and AJ says this, I hope he pitches every getaway day. He's the fastest working pitcher I've been around on my team. Part of that is a strategy for him to keep his defense active. He throws strikes. He's an action-type pitcher. Now, they want him. I don't know that he's got the – we got Dallas Keuchel, like 4.0 maybe.
Does he have the stuff to be pitching a contest?
Well, that's it. They want him to throw a four-seamer up, and he's like, I can't live up there. I got to throw stuff around their ankles to be effective, have a lot of ground balls, maybe some guys swinging at stuff out of the zone. That's what I got to do. And you know what? That sounds a lot like Keuchel. And the way he pitched maybe was a lot like Keuchel in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you don't need Keuchel. You got Keuchel 4.0.
I feel like Keuchel 4.0 is going in reverse. Like normally when you get to a new generation, it gets better. I feel like we're regressing.
Well, you always want your kids to have it better than you. But Wade, I don't know that Wade Miley, that Keuchel 4.0 is going to be, he's not living in a mansion.
No, it's like Apple products right after Steve Jobs died. Like nothing was really this good.
Right.
I don't need that. I don't want that version. Dallas Keuchel.
Well, listen, I think you would, because if he doesn't win as many games, the Astros don't make the postseason, then the baseball season is shorter.
Talk less about the Astros. That would be a benefit. But I feel like if he pitches poorly, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Wade Miley and why the Astros didn't get someone better. So either way, I'm screwed.
Yeah. No, I think you are. But don't worry. Jeff Luhnow has up until the trade deadline. You forgot about that, Dell.
Woo!
Yes, woo. Because he took the whole offseason off.
No, he brought in Michael Brantley.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
And that Diaz fella.
And he, awesome.
Robinson.
Well,
Chirinos.
You know, because everybody was, you know.
Chirinos as well. We got her. We got our Marwin replacement. We got a Michael Brantley who was good last year.
Did you see? Oh, it can. Maybe there's a little chink in the armor of Scott Boras. Scott Boras turned down a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Astros to get a 1-year, $2.5 million deal for the Royals for Martin Maldonado. The Astros wanted him for 2 years, 12. Boras said no. Okay, Royals.
What?
1 year, $2.5 million. Maldonado.
He turned that down?
Yes.
And Maldonado must have turned that down.
Maldonado fired him. No, Boras said no, there's more out there.
Oh, my God. That never made sense to me that Maldonado wasn't an Astro. That never made sense.
I know,
right? I know he's not great offensively.
No, they love throwing to him. He throws guys out.
I know he had a struggle with catching baseballs, which is problematic in a postseason.
What is that?
You think?
Is that the name of his position?
Listen,
is that a problem?
Catching
Gary
the balls.
Sanchez still has a job. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I mean, Maldonado, yeah, he struggled with the pass balls and the and you know taking those, on the hooks like, in the dirt.
Like strikes? He struggled with those two.
Yeah, but I mean, he struggled with like hooks in the dirt. That's a big part of the way the Astros throw.
The Astros were going to give him 212.
That and you know what? I thought that was reasonable. Everything that they did looked to me like, okay, you keep Maldonado in place, you add another veteran catcher, and then Stassi is the guy that bounces around, right?
See, but guys...
Now Stassi's one of the dudes.
No, because... do you remember early last year?
No, I know.
Verlander said...
That's why I thought Maldonado...
I ain't throwing to Stassi.
That's why it never made sense to me that Maldonado wasn't an Astro. And I know the weaknesses and everything, but you've already... Look, the Astros have locked in with catcher not being a good position for them. Basically, for my entire adult life, the Astros have said, catcher is going to be a weakness for us. Almost my entire adult life. They've tried. Robbie Wine stunk.
When in your childhood did they have a good one?
They didn't.
That's right. You said basically,
oh, yeah. No. Ashby was okay. Ashby was okay, but he was never a great hitter. He was in the 230s the whole time. So Ashby wasn't a great hitter. They tried with Robbie Wine and failed. They tried with Mitch Molusky and failed. They had Brad Ausmus, who was just a slappy. I mean, that's who they are. Astros are slappy. They had Tony Sabio, the Astro Clipper,
right,
with the longest hitting streak over an entire season. He had like a 23-game hit streak. It took 5 months to build that because he was a part-time player, but Subi, who could only hit up the middle or the other way, he was another one. But no, I mean, let's be real. They just decide we're just not going to be that great catcher.
Ever. I mean, if you are a decent, you could be the greatest catcher in Astro history. It's not that big a bar, that high a bar to get over, to be the greatest Astro catcher. That's what I want to be. What position or what? Honestly, what in sports is the easiest bar to get over? Astro catcher is one of them.
Oh.
The easiest bar. Greatest Astro catcher is one of them.
It feels like it can be had.
Before Deshaun got drafted, greatest Texan quarterback.
Yeah. Well,
that's true.
But
he is low bars.
But you got Deshaun, the greatest.
Yeah, before he got drafted.
Who will be a Hall
of Famer.
Before that, no. Greatest Texan, yeah.
Greatest Texan safety?
That's another one.
Ooh.
That might be the
winner. Well, Tyrann Mathieu is, you got to get past Tyrann Mathieu.
No, there's no way Tyrann Mathieu is the...
Oh, really?
No.
Name a better Texan safety ever.
I would still probably put, because he was there longer...
Glover?
No.
Daniel Manning's first
year? Daniel Manning.
No.
Why? What has Mathieu done? He's a name more than anything.
Daniel Manning there?
Manning was there 3 years?
Yeah.
Four years?
And you know what? Bears fans said when you got
Daniel
Manning?
I don't care what Bears fans said. I care what he did when he was with Houston.
Damn it.
They were sad.
You know what Arizona said? Ooh. Good for you, Houston. Take Tyrann Mathieu off our hands. Tyrann Mathieu wasn't good in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that guy that made all kinds of plays?
Not the last year he was.
You know what Jags fans said when the Texans took on Aaron Colvin?
Shut up, Dell.
They did laugh. They laughed on Twitter a lot.
So he was Daniel Manning was here for 4 years. One of the years was just 2013. He just played 6 games. I can't remember what his injury was. He was really good the first year. The first 2 years, he was solid. 4 interceptions, 13 passes.
He's talking himself out of this. You know, he was...
No, but I mean, what is Mathieu... I can't give Mathieu the best safety ever in Houston. I mean, play a second year. Let's see if they even give him a contract.
Ever.
If he's great, then they'll give him a long-term contract, right?
Greatest ever. 846, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3770. The easiest bar, the easiest hurdle to get over in sports, what is it?
That?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 751, 851 on ESPN 97.5. We got to change it. 852 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Somebody said, yeah, what about Craig Biggio? Is that a good enough bar to overcome? I don't look at Biggio as a catcher.
We're not calling him a catcher.
No, he's a second baseman.
What did he play? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that Craig Biggio played most of his career at catcher. Well, that's right. He didn't.
Yeah. Craig, I guess you got to be better than a Hall of Famer, but that's not that high a bar.
Did he play more than a quarter of his career at catcher?
Yes, Craig Biggio? No?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
I'm looking it up right now. I would say no.
I would say yes. More than a quarter.
He played
of his
for
career?
A while now, John. He played for several seasons, 20 years in the league, and
how many is a catcher?
I'm looking it up right now. Baseball Reference is awfully slow. There it is. Catcher for 2 years. No. He
was longer than that.
3, 4. That's it.
4 years?
4 out of 20.
Yeah.
That's not being a
catcher. No, 20%. Yeah. No. Nah.
Nope. Would you like to know how many years he played second base? It was more than 4.
Yeah. It was 14.
Basically, most of it.
13. And then he got thrown out in center. He got thrown out on Towns Hill.
3, 4, 5, 6.
You're talking about
7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years second.
That's all.
Then he started getting. No.
It was one
12 when he was no in 39. I mean, when he was 39, he went back to second. And then 14.
Yeah.
14 years.
Yeah. He only played a couple years out in center.
Catcher is Craig Biggio. Nope. He's not in this conversation. He didn't.
2 years.
He didn't hit the minimum at bats.
Right. Yeah. So I agree. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. There's got to be other. Somebody said best Baltimore Ravens quarterback of all time. Pretty low bar. Well, yeah. They had Joe Flacco, Hall of Famer. Well, he's borderline Hall of Fame.
No way.
He's borderline Hall of Fame.
Don't even say
we
that.
We had a conversation with Julian Edelman yesterday. Julian Edelman, Hall of Famer. No.
He's getting in.
Nope. He's not getting anywhere close to the Hall. The only way he gets to the Hall of Fame is he gets a ticket. He goes and watches Tom Brady
he's
get put in.
In.
That's the only way Julian Edelman gets in.
It's a new time. It's a new age.
No. John McClain will not let that happen. Trust me. There is absolutely no chance Julian Edelman
he's getting in
with his. He's like, do you know where he stands all time on lists?
On what?
Like
championships,
nowhere.
Super Bowls?
No, Super Bowl MVPs. He's right up there.
Julian Edelman's going to find a way to get in. I know the stats aren't as great as everyone thinks because they're not. Like I thought they were going to be better than they were, and they're not.
They're terrible.
I don't know that I'd say terrible.
Well, no, he. Look, his number of receptions, 37, 7, 4, 21. His first 4 years.
Keep going.
Okay, 105,
he was
92.
He's behind Wes Welker.
61, 98, 74. Oh, you mean this Hall of Fame season he had 74 catches?
He's had 5 and in touchdowns. He's never hit double digits in touchdowns.
He's had 2,000-yard receiving
it
years.
It really is true. Right now, total catches is 500. He's at 499. He's only got 30 career touchdowns. Doesn't it feel like more?
No.
That's it. It doesn't feel like more. He's such a heckler in the.
He's got 5,390 career receiving yards.
What the hell is this? Why is this a conversation?
Because.
I know
because
when you look what? At the stats, when you look at the stats, it is. I thought he was more impactful statistically. Mm-hmm. I would have thought he had 300 yard seasons from a catch standpoint, and he doesn't. He has one. I would have thought he had maybe 2,000 yard receiving seasons, maybe 3, and he doesn't. I would have thought he had in the neighborhood of 60 touchdowns by now. 50 to 60. He's got 30. He seems more dangerous than he's been. Or he seems more, well, I think he's dangerous. I mean, don't get me wrong. Tom Brady can light you up with Julian Edelman. But when you look at Wes Welker's numbers, you know what? How much of this do you say? It's the position. If you are a certain guy, if you're a certain type of quickness, player with a certain level of quickness and toughness, Tom Brady has the accuracy to turn you into a star from the slot.
Yeah.
I think there's something to it.
Similar players.
Who feels like he's better? Wes Welker? Wes has got better numbers. Who feels better, Wes or Edelman? Edelman feels better than Wes.
Not to me. Wes Welker has been there, done that for a while.
But Wes benefited from not having Gronk hog up all his numbers, too.
But
like, Gronk has been a touchdown hog the entire time.
Similar players by age to, in their years in the league, but to Julian Edelman. Here they are. Chris Callaway, Darius Heyward-Bey, Corn Robinson, Fred Barnett, and Fred Barnett. In these Hall of Fame years, Fred Barnett.
That's... Football reference is wrong for that.
Similar players.
It should be similar players. Wes Welker. But... Pro Football Reference is super well. Did you hear that? Go ahead. Can you name me the white receivers he's been compared to there?
No.
Because there's none that you mentioned.
Joe Jurevicius is second on the list. Well,
nice job. Nice job, Pro Football Reference. Way to go.
Yeah.
And really, from a, they're going strictly statistics, but the reality is he isn't. Joe Jervicius was not a
in his career. Here are the most player. Similar receivers: Al Toon, Lee Evans, Albert Dumenion.
So you're only going numbers.
Albert Dumenion.
Who? But who is he? Who is he like?
Paul
who is
Flatley.
He, who is he similar to as a slot receiver with option routes who can just wear you
Welker.
Out? Welker. Yeah. I mean, it's the system.
Right.
It's the system. And it's created a brand new position that allows Cole Beasley to live in this world. Like, we know who Cole Beasley is because of Wes Welker. That's the reason why.
Yeah, did you see what Beasley tweeted last week?
No.
Oh, yeah, anybody. Any little white guy can go play that position. Okay, thanks, whatever.
No, I mean, it's obviously not true, but you do have to have a certain level of... do you know Patriots fans just assume Andy Isabella? Andy Isabella is a UMass wide receiver. Now, he ran a 4.31. He's super fast. But he's almost 5'9 and about 185. Now, he is a track man. He wasted Denzel Ward. He's a state champion, 100-200-meter guy. He went to UMass, but he's a state track champion. So he doesn't fit the Julian Edelman and Wes Welker mold in that sense because he is blazing fast. But all the Patriots fans assume. They just all assume that he is a Patriot. Like, and the Patriots have spoken with him, and it's everyone assumes he is. Del, where's your guy Braxton Berrios currently?
Yeah. Well, but he's...
Can you tell us where he is?
He's Puerto Rican.
Can you tell us where he is?
I believe he's a Patriot. He is a Patriot. Champion.
He is a Patriot as well.
Well, but how tall is he? Edelman had to wait 4 years to play. So right. It ain't like Braxton Berrios might not be a great player. Well, but Brady will be gone.
Well, Braxton, I don't...
Well, Braxton Berrios might be the next guy, but you know what? It took Edelman some time to get on the field.
Well, that position is going to be irrelevant once
Tom Brady leaves. That's right.
You'll find out how many of those guys. Now, as long as you have an accurate, what it did was it opened your eyes up to short area quickness is extremely important for control passing games. That's what it is.
8:59 ESPN 97.5. It's actually 9:00. Raheel joins us on the other side. The easiest bar to get over, y'all's radio producer.
Oh. Mega blast.
Whoa,
who said that?
Tommy Stark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Boom.
Doesn't he have an avatar of like Tony Stark?
Yes.
Yes.
That's because he's trash.
ESPN 97.5. Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability.
Save big on Dutch Boy Paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.